All right, is this thing on? Check. Nice. Hi, I'm Andrew Davis. I'm the guy who wrote this book, and I'm also the guy who's standing in front of a microphone right now reading it to you. Now, listen up. I'm about to give you some bonus advice and insight that's not in the original book. I'm only giving this to you because it's relevant to how you're consuming this book. I'm only telling you this because it reveals how important it is to understand your customers' media consumption habits. I'm only revealing this because it's highly likely I already know something about you. You see, chances are you're in transit right now. You may be in your car listening to this on the way to work. Perhaps you're sitting on a train or a bus. Maybe you're crammed into a seat on an airplane or waiting in an airport lounge. The fact is that the vast majority of audiobooks are listened to while commuting. You and I are about to embark on a journey together. With each mile we travel, we're going to reinvent the marketing landscape. We're going to challenge our traditional notions of public relations and talent management, advertising, even social media. I don't know about you, but I do some of my best thinking on my commute. It's my time, free from the distractions of the office and the family. You and I are going to think big. We're going to challenge ourselves to ask, what if? Now, the average American driving their own car to work spends 23 minutes commuting each way. That's perfect. You should be able to listen to 2 chapters a day, one on the way to work and one on the way home. In 2 weeks, our car time relationship will be over, but the things you learn on your commute will stick with you long after we're finished. Now, if you commute by train or bus, or any public transportation really, you spend about 50 minutes traveling each way. You and I should get through about 4 chapters a day, which means you'll be rearing to change the way you market your products and services in about a week. If you're on a plane, well, you and I are going to enjoy a round trip together. So buckle up, put your tray table in the upright position, and look out the window while we watch the clouds fly by. Now here's your first piece of new media insight. This, my friends, is called media modality. It's a simple idea, really. Media modality mandates that you create the right kind of media for the mode your consumer is in. So if you're driving, you're visually engaged. Hopefully, you're watching the road and paying attention to where you're going, which means you can't read a book. If you're on public transportation, you may be standing on a crowded bus, or you're on the go changing trains, walking to your office, which means it's not easy to read a book. But you can listen to one. As a marketer, it's more important than ever to help your audience define the time in which they should engage with your content. When should I read your emails or your blog? What time should I hit play on your podcast? You need to define the mode in which you can best access your consumers. That's why I've recorded this for you. I know many of the people in my audience are busy professionals who don't have time to read a 257-page book, but they do have time to listen to it. So think about your consumer. What mode are they in when you want them to consume your content? And what media can you best use to reach them? Okay, here's the second freebie, the second nugget of insight just for you, the audiobook listener. You need to start micro day parting. That's right, micro day parting. Day parting is an old media word. A day part is a specific chunk of time broadcasters use to define the kind of content they target for their audience. For example, Drive Time Radio is a 4-hour chunk of radio programming designed for the American commuter. Daytime television is a 4-hour chunk in the middle of the television day designed around attracting the American housewife. This is where soap operas used to live. However, in a new media world where everything is on demand, we can divide the consumer's day parts into even smaller chunks. What about the time you're making dinner, or the time between when your alarm goes off in the morning and you get out of bed? These are valuable moments you can specifically target to build a relationship with your audience. So, I've designed this audiobook for your commute time. That's my micro day part. I know it lasts between 23 and 50 minutes, so each chapter of this audiobook is designed to fit into that time frame. I know you're on the go, this is media modality, so I've recorded it as an audiobook. This, my friends, is new media marketing. I know what you're thinking right now. What if I'm not traveling or commuting? What am I doing, Andrew? Well, guess what? I know that too. You're probably exercising, walking the dog, or engaging in a lifestyle activity that keeps you visually engaged, like crafting, cooking, or maybe even gardening. How do I know this? Well, good question. It doesn't take much sleuthing to find out that these are the top five activities consumers engage in while listening to an audiobook. So please, watch the road or the clouds, keep gardening, enjoy your morning walk, or have fun knitting, but whatever you do, give me a minimum of 23 minutes a day, and we'll reinvent the way you drive new business. Thanks so much for bringing me into your personal time, no matter what time it is. I'm really excited to read you Brandscaping, Unleashing the Power of Partnerships.